Hey Ryan, nice to meet you. Nice to see you. I really thought that you had some wings out there right from the get-go, and you were able to score a quick goal in this game. So that maybe helped you all you guys on the bench to really step in that game really quickly.
Yeah, no, I think you hit it right on the nose. I mean, last game we obviously, I mean, we didn't play bad, but just didn't go our way. So I think to get that kind of start was nice. And obviously it doesn't always happen where it goes in. And I think we've had pretty good starts where we've been kind of hemming them in there. So it was good to kind of get a start like that and realize that when you play the right way, it's going to pay off. So I think that was a good start for everyone to kind of buy in for the rest of the game.
I know full well that you were disappointed about your season last year, and it's been such a long time before coming back and finally playing some games. What kind of adjustment you wanted to bring that in your game this year, and finally have the chance to play first of all, and afterwards see what those adjustments on the ice surface.
Yeah, I think honestly, it's not as hard as people make it sound. I think for me, it was just obviously working out and doing those things, but just remembering why you play. I mean, I play because I love playing hockey, and I think I kind of, I mean, when you take 13 months off and not playing, I think you miss it a lot, and I think that helped me a lot realize how big of a part of my life it is. So I think I just this year I love playing hockey. I love showing up to the rink, and I think it's helped me a lot. And not to say I didn't do anything in the off season. It was one of my better off seasons, so that obviously helps too. But just loving the game and showing up, I think it's one of the biggest things for me.
When the Avs drafted you a couple of years ago, they really thought that they were drafting a guy really comfortable on 200-foot game. And tonight we've seen the Ryan Poehling that was drafted a couple of years ago, really comfortable in both sides of the ice. This is the kind of game that you can maybe bring each and every night 100% of the time on the ice.
Yeah, always. I think that's where I pride myself. I mean, I love making offensive plays, but playing the right way, I think, is the most important part. Like you said, being a 200-foot player, I mean, those are things that you can't, I mean, it's hard to do in your mind. And for me, I think that's the components of winning. And I'm enjoy winning a lot, and I think that's kind of the most important thing. So, and if you do that and all the young guys start looking after you, I think they want to do it too, and it's just a contagious thing for us.
All right, Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sean Campbell, TSN 690.
Ryan, just Ryan, you there?
Yeah, you cut out, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just curious, how unexpected was that first bounce from that shot from Jani on the first goal? It took
Yeah,
a weird hop.
it did. No, I think that's, I mean, so many weird hops happened in the game, and that one kind of went in my favor. There's been some that haven't, but I think you just get rewarded for doing the right thing. And I was going to the net hard, and it just, I don't know, it was a weird hop, and I caught it right off the bounce. So it was nice that that one ended up going in.
How tough is it, or how easy is it with this group, with the amount of players that you guys have, and you see guys play well and they're going to just sit their turn and everybody goes through the rotation. Not everybody it can be on the same page, but it does seem early on that everybody is.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, the biggest thing is, like you said, everyone's a competitor and we want to play. We all want to play. And like you said, there's so many guys that you have to take your turn. But I think the biggest thing is it starts at the top, and the coaching staff has done a great job with kind of having everyone buy into the situation. And I think the players, though, have done their job too, where if you're in the lineup, you're not gonna take it for granted, and you're gonna do your job. So I think there's a good lesson to be learned there, that everyone is kind of buying into one another, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of, to be honest.
Are you ready for a new team to face? Are you ready not to see Belleville again?
Yeah, no, for sure. I think it's obviously nice to change it up, and it'll be a good test for us. I mean, it's easy to prepare for a team when you play them 3 times in a row, so you kind of know what's going to happen through there. So I think for us, it's a good test to, I mean, it's going to be a, I don't know what their systems will be like. We'll have to take a look at that, but it's definitely going to be a different vibe for us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Eric Leblanc, RDS.
It was a very good game for your team tonight. How do you explain that you were able to adjust, the way to create more offense against them?
I think we just kept it simple. I mean, sometimes we got away from our game in that third game, the last one we just played, where we were trying to do too much. I mean, it was a tight game, and everyone, I mean, you start thinking too much. And I think tonight it was just easy. We just coach kind of pounded us in our heads to keep it simple. I mean, they like bringing pressure in all zones. So I think if you can just chip pucks and have support and everyone's on the same page, you'll end up getting those odd man rushes. And then you saw throughout the night too, if we play that game, you kind of wear them down. And there's probably two or three shifts where guys on their team were stuck out there for two and a half minutes long. So that's kind of when it starts opening up and you can make those plays. So I think our whole team in general did a good job of playing the right way and then taking advantage of the chances that we do have to make skill plays.
I'd like to ask you one about Gianni Fairbrother. Every young kid knows it's difficult to play in the AHL, you know, at the start. So what did you think of his first game? It seems like it was kind of easy for him.
Yeah, no, I thought he fit in just well. He looked like he'd been playing for a while, so that's always a good thing. I mean, he's a great guy, and I think that I'm just excited for him. I mean, like you said, he played a great game and obviously had that assist early on, and I think that kind of calms you down, and he just got to play his game, and it was fun to see him do that.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll take two more. We'll go with Chris, the AHL report.
Hi, Ryan. You got to play with Jesse Ylönen tonight for the first time this season. What did you see from him tonight?
He's a great player to play with. I love playing with him. I mean, Jesse, he's got skill that you can't teach, so it's easy for me to give him the puck and just try to find an open area to put one in. So I think that's just something that I don't know. It's special, and he's still so young, so I'm excited to hopefully continue to play with him and just see him grow throughout the year, because he's got a lot of talent, and I think it can take him a long way.
Thank you.
Last question, Grant McCagg. Grant, you're up.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey.
Your last goal was January 13th, Montreal. Mm-hmm. And your last goal with Laval was November of 2019. So I gotta think that you're, you got a monkey off your back, and hopefully this is going to, you're going to get a bunch now, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Like you said, it's been a long time. So for me, I'm just excited that went in, and also that I enjoy playing hockey right now, and it's a lot of fun. So for that to, for those two things to be in common, I think it's great for myself and our team.
Thanks, Ryan.